Episode 1, You Are the Star.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hey, all my ladies out there, how are you? Oh, it's so good. Welcome, welcome. Come in and let's have a chat. You know, this is amazing that, you know, we get this time to come together and really dig deep into who we are. And who we are is really looking from the inside out and finding what's on my heartstrings, what plays every day that's so important to me. And today, it's all about you. You are the star. You're the star. You know, if it wasn't for you, you wouldn't have children. Look at your babies that are around you. Okay, if they're not right there, think about them. Think about how you've been blessed. Think about your family. If you have siblings, your mom, your dad. Now, some of these thoughts may bring some heartache. And that's okay, because life isn't all about just rainbows. There's heartache with life too. But it's how you look at it. It's how you perceive things. And today you're going to perceive things a little bit differently, because you are the star. And it comes down to being present in who you are. You know, that reflection that we talked about at the very, very beginning, and I asked you to look in the mirror and honestly answer, do you love your reflection? What did you answer? Or maybe you didn't even hear that episode, the opening welcome episode. And that's great. I'm glad you're here listening in. So take a moment. Think about it. Just breathe deep with me. Yes, breathe deep. That takes some time. It's okay. Sometimes we stop and we don't breathe. We're so much in a hurry all the time that when we see people, they say, how are you? And you say, I'm busy. And that's your new hello. That's where we need to stop, and we need to be present. We need to be in the moment, and we need to stop and breathe. This I'm busy and hurried all the time brings about unnecessary stress that we naturally will lose who we are. We will totally lose our mind. And so today, focus on you. So you've taken your deep breath. And again. Oh, that just is so, so relaxing. My shoulders have sunk down. How about yours? Do you feel a little bit taller in your neck? That's awesome. Okay? You need to feel that tallness, because you're beautiful. You are absolutely gorgeous. Okay? You're gorgeous. Tell yourself that. Say, I am pretty. I am gorgeous. God created me to be so special and so unique. He called me to be able to take care of all these special people that come into my life. But first, I need to be the star, and I need to be my best selfie. When was it in your life that you lost who you were? When did you drift away? You know, sometimes how you're sitting on the couch and it's at the end of the day, or even maybe midday. You know how you get that midday lull and you're like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep here and I'm just going to rest my eyes for a little bit. And then the next thing you know, it's an hour and a half later and you're going, oh my gosh, I had so much to do. Why did I fall asleep? Why didn't you get me up? Kids, you know I'm not supposed to be sleeping. I'm supposed to be doing this. And all of a sudden now it's like pandemonium in your household. But you know what? Your body said, did you need something else? You need to chill. You see, we need to take those cues. So when in your lifetime did you begin to drift away? When in your lifetime did you become not focused on your dreams? You began living out everybody else's dreams. Maybe it happened in middle school. Maybe it was in high school when your parents were pushing you to, oh, you've got to go and you've got to get this degree and you've got to be this. The expectations of others, yet your dreams were pushed to the back burner. And now as life has continued on and on and on, you've drifted even further away from those dreams. But you know what? You are still the star. And you can capture that sparkle again. Yes, you can. And you need to believe that because you are special. There is no one like you. And I'm telling you, the people in your world who you come in contact with, you're important to them. Remember when at the very beginning of the welcome, I spoke about that we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And I truly believe that. Loving yourself is so important. Now, let's define how we're loving ourselves, okay? In my opinion, we can go to the far extreme and we can be egotistical, snotty, bratty women or men, if you're listening in, okay? And that's not what I'm talking about, okay? We're not all about me and we're not talking about, oh, I've got to be pampered this way and I have to have this in, this done and being selfish, okay? This is about loving and respecting and believing that you are special. You are a star and you were created to do something magnificent. Some of you may have already found that, and praise the Lord if you have. That is fantastic. Please share it with me. I want to hear those dreams. I want to hear how you're living out your dreams and your goals in your life. And share the story with me. I would love to read them. Okay? You can go to createyournow.com or send me an email directly at christianne@createyournow.com. I would love to hear the stories. But you know what? The other stories, too, are the ones that got pushed in the back burner. And those are important, too. You see, each of you are important. But, you know, we just sometimes let life get in the way. And because we as human beings are habitual creatures, it's so easy just to kind of go with the flow. And we find ourselves doing other things like, oh, the school system is running my calendar because I've got football and then basketball and soccer. And everybody else is dictating where I'm supposed to be when through my children. My boss is dictating what I'm supposed to do during the day. My husband, or husbands if you're listening, your wives, they're dictating because they have their honey to-do list. Goes both ways, ladies. And so when we have all of that, we tend to forget about taking care of oneself in order to love thy neighbors more. You see, we're selling our neighbors short. And neighbors, I'm going to expand on that. And neighbors include your family, your friends, strangers on the street, people that you see walking by. How many of you all have actually walked in a mall recently without your phone in hand and looked at people eye to eye and smiled? Now, seriously, think about it. No, not many of us do. In fact, I found myself doing that same thing coming out of Petco, and I was getting something for my puppy dog. And yes, I have a little English bulldog. He's absolutely adorable. And his name is Rhino. And so you'll probably see pictures once in a while, or you may even hear him in the background. But he's a lover. He's such a lover. And I found myself as I was walking out of the store that I had my phone in hand and I was looking down, and two people at different times came in during that process of me walking out. And I'm very much a people person. And I got to my car and realized, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you what they were wearing, let alone what they look like. I was worried about the text coming in, the new email, the telephone call I had just finished, that I forgot to even address that there was a human being that was right there. You see, that's a good reminder sometimes that I need to look in the mirror and say, you are special. You need to look in the mirror and say, you are special. So when you are walking down the street, you can smile with confidence to a stranger or even to a friend and say, hey, how are you? And you can pause for 10 seconds and honestly stand there and listen to what they have to say. How much different our world would be if we would love from the inside out and not the outside in. You see, what we think about, we bring about. And it's horrible that how our dreams, we push them to the back burner. And when we do that, we begin to push everybody else to the back burner because we haven't taken care of number one of who we are. And that doesn't mean going and getting our hair done every week and our nails done every week. And hey, if you can afford that, that's awesome. But there are a lot of you that cannot. I personally don't go and have my nails done. I've been very blessed. I have very nice nails. And so I do my own nails. But that doesn't mean that I can't enjoy doing my own nails on my own time. And that's still taking care of me in a different way. But that doesn't mean that one who is going every week, if they can do that, that's awesome. Okay? But what it comes down to is the emotional side of you, the inside of you, where your heartstrings lie. Now, what were your dreams? Has anybody asked you lately, what do you dream? And not those scary dreams at night that wake you up or keep you wondering about, gosh, am I going to be able to pay the bills? Not those kind of dreams. The dreams of, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would encourage you today, take one simple step. And you're going to hear a lot about this as we get to know each other. And that is called the kiss. And the kiss is simply this, the keep it simple strategy. And so every time we end, I'm going to end with a kiss because you know what? I truly do love each of you, and I can't wait for that love to grow deeper as I get to know you. And so my kiss for you today is simply to look in the mirror and tell yourself one dream that you have. Think about that one dream because you know what? Today is your day to be the star. It's your day to say, you know what? I am special. I am a star, and I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am worthy. I am loved. Take time to do that and do it every single day. And that doesn't mean that you have to sit there and stand and make it a 5-minute ordeal and, you know, act like you're the queen and all of this, but be honest and sincere about it. When you start doing that, you will begin to see yourself differently. No, those wrinkles, ladies, will not go away. The cellulite will not disappear. And yes, you may still have a little extra kangaroo patch, which I like to call it, from the babies. But you know what? You are special and you are the star. Go make it a great day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you. Be sure to reach out. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your dreams. God bless and lots of hugs.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.